Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, November 22nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Warsaw and Berlin have agreed that Patriot air defense systems relocated to Poland from Germany should be deployed near the Ukrainian border, according to a Polish deputy prime minister on Monday. Polish Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak wrote in a tweet yesterday that he had spoken with German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht, and she had reaffirmed Germany's willingness to deploy Patriot missile launchers near the border with Ukraine. Lambrecht told a German newspaper on Sunday that Germany had offered Poland support in securing its airspace with our Eurofighters and with Patriot air defense systems. The offer was made after a stray missile struck a village in southeastern Poland last week, killing two people, in what Polish President Andrzej Duda called a tragic accident. The explosion at a grain facility in Przewodów came as Russia fired dozens of missiles against cities across Ukraine in a new wave of attacks targeting critical energy infrastructure. According to Błaszczak, Polish officials are still determining the exact version and the timeline for delivery and deployment of the Patriot systems from Germany, adding that he hoped our German partners would provide details soon. 15 fire brigades battled for more than 5 hours last night to put out a fire at a paint factory in Gdynia. The fire in the building at Kwaszczynska Street broke out on Monday evening around 9 p.m., with witnesses reporting huge flames reaching several meters, along with a great deal of smoke. Initial information described the building as a 100-meter warehouse filled with paints, varnishes, and other chemical solvents. Luckily, the building was later determined to be half the reported size, and no residents were injured or needed to be evacuated from the area. By the time the fire was extinguished around 2 a.m. this morning, the building had completely burnt down. The exact cause of the fire is as of yet unknown. Over 200 young professionals from across Poland will arrive in Gdańsk tomorrow to compete in the nationwide Skills Poland 2022 competition at the Amber Expo Exhibition and Congress Center. Over the next 3 days, students of trade schools and technical faculties will show off their skills and expertise in nearly two dozen different fields, including landscape architecture, digital construction, confectionery, and floristry. According to organizers, the competition will be judged by some 150 professionals from Poland and across Europe, including some 70 entrepreneurs who helped organize the competition. Skills Poland 2022 is a qualifier for the EuroSkills 2023 competition, which will be hosted by Poland next year. More information on the competition and the WorldSkills Poland initiative can be found on their website at worldskillspoland.org.pl. Poland's national football team is set to take on Mexico today in its first match in the group stage of the World Cup in Qatar. At a pre-match news conference on Monday, manager Czesław Michniewicz said his team's Group C fixture against Mexico could prove to be crucial to Poland's success in the tournament. Poland is ranked number 26 in the latest FIFA rankings and faces off against 13th-ranked Mexico tonight in Doha at 5 p.m. Warsaw time. Other Group C matches today include Argentina versus Saudi Arabia at 11 a.m., with the first Group D match of Denmark versus Tunisia set for 2 p.m. Warsaw time. For more highlights, predictions, and analysis from the World Cup, tune in to Radio Gdańsk each morning at 7:35 a.m. and again at 1:15 p.m. and 5:10 p.m. each day this week.
The weather.
Today will be cold and cloudy with little chance of snow and a light breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will remain close to freezing with a high of 1 degree centigrade or 33 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly to negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar cold, cloudy weather is expected for tomorrow with a chance for snow or rain later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.